It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited right now to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Pete, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing good, man.
We're doing great. So, Pete, the last time I saw you was in Miami after Commanders-Dolphins practice, and the brief conversation we had when we were standing there with Spielman was how impressed you were by Jaden Daniels.
Love Jaden Daniels. I thought he was the best quarterback in this draft class, better than Caleb Williams. And part of that is I love the kid's demeanor. I love the way he works at it. To me, he has that alpha male you want from the quarterback, the guy that's going to command the huddle. And by the way, when you watch him practice, you know, you can watch him on tape all you want, but when you watch him practice, man, that football gets on the receiver in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the things that showed up to me when I watched him that day. But more than that, I love this tape. I think the Washington Commanders have their quarterback for the next decade, and they need not worry about it.
Pete, you look at this game against Tampa, and Todd Bowles will come out blitz as soon as he gets out of the locker room. Does Jaden's demeanor and the way he plays the game help him out a lot with that blitz that's coming at him?
Well, I mean, the fact that he can move the way he moves will make that concerning as well. I mean, if you know how that is. They turn their back on him and play man-to-man, and they blitz him, and he gets outside the pocket. He's going to create with his legs. Now, he has to learn how to slide. He's not a big guy. And in the NFL, that can be hazardous to your health, but I do think the legs are concerning. You have to, you know, change the way you play him a little bit because he can move. But I look, the kid lives it. You guys know. You know the stories. He's the first guy in, the last guy out. He's been that way since he was that way at LSU. I watched him at Arizona State. I'm a Sun Devil. I went to ASU. He was not good at Arizona State. He's the most improved player I've ever seen in my life covering this league. And I think that's a tribute to his work ethic. It's a tribute to him as a quarterback. He is going to be a big-time star, and I don't think those blitzes will bother him because I think he'll be prepared for them.
He also gets the ball out pretty damn fast, too, which I think will help. What do you think about – I feel like for Washington, there's so much excitement around Jaden, around Adam Peters. You know, Peters had a lot of opportunities to leave and kind of turned him down until this one. What do you think about everything Washington has going now, kind of big picture?
And a new owner. And I mean, that's important too. That's important too. And I think it's all new, which is strange that, you know, the offensive coordinator in Detroit turned down the job or turned down the opportunity to take the job. I think it was a great opportunity. I mean, you going to get anything better than a new owner, a legacy franchise, a high first round pick and a new general manager? I mean, is it going to be any better than that? No. That was strange that he turned it down. So good for Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's a good man. He's a good football coach. And, you know, look, they have – I love their draft. I mean, you look at their draft. It was – he starts with Daniels, but Mikey Sanders is a good football player. When Newton gets on the field, he's a really good football player. You know, the Coleman, the tackle's going to be a player. McCaffrey's a good receiver. They had a really good draft, and that's a good sign because that's how you build your team.
For sure, for sure. I think it's exciting, and we'll kind of see. What do you think, though, for this year? I do think this roster has a lot of holes. I think they could be way better from last year, but we're still talking about, like, 7 wins. Is that kind of mess?
Yeah, that's about right. You know, maybe get to 8 because, you can start with the concerns. The left tackle, you know, is a major concern. If you start the rookie, that's a concern. And so he's going to be a good player, but he might have his growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the line, you know, look, you got some stop gaps in there. You know, Allegretti's a fighter. He's a battler. He'll battle you, but he's not a great physical player, but he's a battler. That's a good thing. I think when you go to the defensive side of the ball, there's a lot of, you know, veterans on that group. They went out and got guys they knew. And sometimes you do that to kind of ease the transition. And it makes it easier that way. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, the best players, but they went and got guys they knew, and I think that will help them. But, you know, there's questions on the corner. You know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a major concern. And can those guys hold up? So I do think there are issues that will keep them from being a playoff team, but they're coming. Keep an eye on them.
Pete, you've covered this league for a long time, and I know every player to a man will say, oh, I don't worry about stuff off the field. We don't worry about ownership. But it affects play. When everything is messed up at the top, it affects play. Have you seen teams where when they change up something or get a new coaching staff or a front office in to where it changes the play on the field as well?
You know, Brian, I think part of that comes from winning. Yeah. And, you know, if you change the general manager and you change the culture by getting better players, I mean, this is a players league. You know, everybody always talks about the culture in the locker room, and it's great to have the quarterback who's the first guy in and the last guy out. He kind of sets the tone for everybody. But if that quarterback's the first guy in and last guy out and he stinks, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so I think you have to – it's all about players. If you draft and develop and make the players the focal point of the team and the team has success, then that's when you have a good culture. You know, everybody always talks about that. We'll build a good culture. If you're four-win team, you're not building a good culture. And so I think it all starts with the players. And I think that's why this draft going forward will be the foundation of this team for a long time.
Well, to that point, I mean, I remember here in Washington, there was a year Mike Shanahan said he would stake his professional reputation on John Beck as a quarterback because John Beck does all the things the right way. And John Beck has found some tremendous success now as a quarterback's coach, but he was not an NFL quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, you could do everything right and put all the work in and still just not be good. And I think that's a really good point about culture and everything else. Kansas City has had their share of ups and downs and issues with players, but they win, so that culture is great.
Right, and you know, they have a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. That helps. That's the start of it. That's where you get that thing going. But, you know, if you look at it, Dan Quinn's second job, not unlike Andy Reid, and now he has his quarterback. So, you know, if you're Washington, you could take a look at that Kansas City situation and hope like heck that's what you have. Because I do think Dan Quinn's a good coach and a really good coach, and I think Jay Daniels is going to be special. I'm not going to say he's going to be Mahomes, but he's going to be a special quarterback. So take a peek at that and to give you an idea. If it works, that's the kind of situation you'll have. If you have the quarterback, you have sustainable success for a long time, period. End of story. You know, it's just like go to Buffalo. Everybody talks about the window closing in Buffalo. No, it's not. Josh Allen keeps the window open. As long as you have a star quarterback, the window will be open. If you don't, you might have those aberration seasons. Remember the Tennessee Titans when they had Derrick Henry? They ran the ball. They did this. They did that. They hung around. They had the aberration season. When Jacksonville went to the championship game with Blake Bortles, that was an aberration season. You'll have those pop up once in a while. But to have sustainable success in the NFL, you need a franchise quarterback. I firmly believe that.
You've watched Jaden since Arizona State. And when you look at him and you say he's the most improved player you've seen in all of football, looking at him now, if he had a very good season, a great season compared to a rookie, what do you think that would look like?
You know, I think he could, you know, okay, let's go. I'm going to give you C.J. Stroud's great season a year ago.
Okay.
We rave about, and I love C.J. Stroud. We rave about him. You know how many touchdown passes he threw? 23.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he threw, you know, Marino numbers. It wasn't, you know, he threw 23 touchdowns. So if Jaden Daniels throws 27 touchdown passes, that's a great rookie season. It's a great rookie season. And I think, by the way, I think he can get to that. So, but again, we gotta put expectations on. He's going to turn the ball over at times. There's going to be things that fool him. Things that fool him in a game in September won't fool him in a game in December, and they certainly won't fool him in a game next September. And that's why playing for these guys is so important. I think you have to play these rookie quarterbacks and get on with it. Everybody always says, well, what about the psyche of the kid? Well, if the psyche of the kid is ruined by having a bad game or bad games or a bad season, then you drafted the wrong guy in the first place.
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm talking with Pete Prisco here from CBS Sports. You can follow him at Prisco CBS. I did see you've got your first like picks of the week column. I imagine you got to be fired up just to get to write your week one picks column. Let's start tonight. It's a big one. Ravens going to Kansas City. What do you think happens?
I think the Chiefs will win that game at home. And remember last year they lost that opener at home, but they didn't have Kelsey. And that's a different – it changes the dynamic of the way they play offense. Not only that, last year was the year to get them. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl because I think three-peating is too tough to do. They're so, you know, and when you play all those extra games in the postseason, that wears on you. Your body gets worn down a little bit. And so two straight years to do that, and now you're trying to do it a third time, I think that's too tough. But they're going to be a better team than they were a year ago, in large part because the offense will be better. They struggled to get the ball down the field. Worthy will help them open up the offense. When they get Hollywood Brown back, he will help open up the offense. So they'll be better as a team, but I don't think they're going to repeat. They'll win tonight, though.
Uh-huh. I mean, a three-peat would be unprecedented, really. Packers, tomorrow night,
the last one was the Packers, and that was before the Super Bowl era. So it's been a while. Never happened during the Super Bowl era.
That's crazy.
Long time.
Speaking of the Packers, they're on tomorrow night from Brazil. This game seems kind of wild. There's a lot of moving parts, NFL security, all this stuff. When they actually get on the field to play, what do you expect to happen? And kind of what do you expect from those two teams?
I love the Packers. They're my Super Bowl pick, by the way. I'm in the minority on that one. I love that team. Yeah, I always look for ascending teams that made a push a year ago that have a quarterback. And you look at what they did last year, they pushed the 49ers in that game and probably had a legitimate chance to win that game. Bunch of kids. And now you take that experience, and all those kids have grown up. And you look at the receiving group. Everybody says, well, what about those guys didn't play together last year much. And they still were able to have success. Christian Watson was in and out of the lineup with a hamstring issue. The other guys were banged up in and out of the lineup. Well, now they're all together. And they added tight end. They have that tight end in Musgrave. He's going to be a big force for them, too. The offensive line will be better. But more than that, defensively, they changed the way they play. They go get Jeff Hafley from Boston College. They will be much more aggressive, which I think suits their personnel. You add a guy like Xavier McKinney on the back end. I love the Packers. I think the Packers are going to have a big-time season. I think they open with a win against the Eagles.
I do, too, actually. I really like them. What do you think of Philly, not specific tomorrow night, but they, over the last two seasons, have looked like absolutely the best team in football. They get to a Super Bowl. Last year, they started hot and just completely fell apart. You wonder about the Hurts Sirianni dynamic. What the hell's going on in Philly?
Well, you also had a coach who changed coordinators, and usually that's a sign of he's worried. You know, when coaches start changing coordinators, they start looking around saying, okay, it's not me, let's blame the coordinators. So there's concern there. You know, Kellen Moore brings a new offense. It'll change a little bit with him and Jalen Hurts. We'll have to see how that goes. No Kelsey in the middle of that line. I mean, the guy, the center, he's a Hall of Fame center, and now you're replacing him with a guy who hasn't been a starter. That's a concern. And then you flip to the defense. I mean, they were dreadful on defense last year. Awful. You know, 31st, I think, in three major categories. You can't win, particularly pass defense. You can't win that way. So how they respond with Vic Fangio as defensive coordinator. They have a bunch of new guys in the secondary, you know, that they're going to start rookies, one rookie for sure, maybe another down the road at corner. That's always a concern. So they do have issues, and, you know, you mentioned the Sirianni, Hurts situation. How does that play out? So I'm concerned a little bit about the Eagles. I think they'll be okay. I don't think they're going to be, you know, one of those teams that rips through the league like we saw them do early last season.
But you said that you think highly of Jaden, but they're going down to play against Tampa. How do you think that game turns out?
I love Tampa's team, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think Tampa wins that game. By the way, you guys have some heat up there. I live in Florida. Yeah, no idea. you guys were in Miami that day. Miami's a little cooler than Miami's cooler than Tampa. It's cool because I live down here in South Florida. Miami's much cooler because the breeze blows. Tampa's hot, and that's going to be hot. And I think that's going to be a factor. But I that Tampa team, you realize they've kept every draft pick the last 2 years? You talk about a team that's retooled by drafting well. They have a great mix of young and old. I mean, you have Mike Evans. You have Levante David, veterans. You know, Antoine Winfield, veterans that can lead the young guys. And more than that, Vita Vea played at 400 pounds last year. He's down to 360. He's going to be back to being a power player on defense. I think, you know, Canty's going to be a big-time player. Yaya Diaby was outstanding as a rookie. You know, he got dinged up in camp, but he's back. I love their team. I think they're the best team in that division, and I think that's going to be a tough game for the Commanders.
Right. Yeah, I think Tampa's pretty loaded, and I think it's tough to start on the road with a team that was really firing on all cylinders kind of late last season and then largely brought everybody back together. Pete, you know, we've kind of gone talk plenty about Washington. You gave us your Philly update. Can we just fill out the rest of the NFC East here? Let's go to New York, where a lot of things seem to be up in the air for this Giants team.
Well, a lot of pressure on the coach and general manager. I mean, there's no question about that. And you know,
Hard Knocks did him no favors.
Yeah, adding Neighbors. No, it didn't. Adding Neighbors is big time for them. I mean, he's a big time player. Their weapons are good. It just becomes, can they protect? You know, because their offensive line had been dreadful, but they went out and, you know, they added some guys, three new starters on that offensive line. If they can protect and Daniel Jones can hold up, then I think they'll be okay on offense. Defensively, you know, you go get Burns, and now all of a sudden you got Thibodeau and Burns and Lawrence in the middle. That's a pretty good front, but yeah. I think they're the fourth team in the division. I really do. They'll be tough to beat week in and week out, but I don't know if they're going to win a lot of games. I mean, maybe five. I don't think to see them winning, you know, being a playoff team or winning 9-8 games. I think they're the fourth team in the division.
And then about the damn Dallas Cowboys?
I think the Cowboys are the best team in the division. I do. And, you know, they all in stuff and this and that. Look, the Dak Prescott contract situation isn't a great thing going into the season. I think ideally they would love to get him signed. But, you know, this is a prove-it year for him. I mean, he's going to be on his – he led the league in touchdown passes last year. People forget that. Mm. They got some youngsters on the offensive line, but they're good players. I have no problem starting good offensive linemen who are youngsters if they can hold up. And I think both those guys can hold up. And then they have playmakers. Defensively, getting Mike Zimmer's big for them. They will be much more aggressive. And I think when you look at the way they played last year, they kind of miscast Mozzie Smith. They added some bigger guys in there. Remember, teams ran on them late in the season. They got running, went to Buffalo and got run on. You have to stop the run. Once they stop the run, and I think they'll be better at it this year, watch out for Micah Parsons, because I think in Mike Zimmer's defense, he's going to lead the league in sacks this year.
Wow. I mean, he's got the talent, and then he's already looking for a deal, so that'd be pretty fascinating.
He'll get one, believe me.
Any big upsets you like this weekend? I mean,
I like a lot of upsets. I like a lot of upsets this week. I think the Colts beat the Texans at home. Remember, they should have beat them in the final week of the season, and with Gardner Minshew, and now they get Richardson back, and they're a better team. So I think the Texans. Oh, is being a little overhyped. You know, that's a young group. They add Diggs and Danielle Hunter and guys like that. But how often do we see the team that adds big time players win? You know, So they might be one of those teams that they'll be good, but they play a tough schedule. So I think the Colts win this week. I'm trying to think of some of the other upsets. I think Jacksonville wins at Miami. By the way, that game's going to be really high scoring. I'd be shocked if it's not, you know, in the high 50s, because I think both teams will be able to score points. Upset-wise, I'm trying to think of some other ones I picked. Which other ones? I picked the Giants to actually beat the Vikings. All the Sam Darnold talk, give me a break. I mean,
our producer totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
A league where you are what you are. I mean, you are what you are, and rarely does it change. So I'll take the Giants in that game, too.
I agree with you. Listen, I don't know what Daniel Jones is, but that their defensive line is really good, and Sam Darnold is playing the game in the Meadowlands. Like, give me the defensive line in that. Pete, I really appreciate
Titans will hang around, by the way, with the Bears. I love Will Levis. I think he's going to be a star. I think the Titans hang with the Bears. That'll be close. I don't know if they'll win the game, but that'll be close.
All right.
Love it. Hey, Pete, thank you so much for the time, man. Really enjoyed it.
Hey, when we get Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame?
Hey.
2028.
Don't you know those people that do those voting?
I do, but I've tried so many. I got Baselli in. I was trying to get Fred Taylor in for whatever, you know, because I was in Jacksonville all those years. For whatever reason, they won't put Fred Taylor in. They have no earthly idea how great that guy was.
Fred was a bad boy, man.
Well, here's what we'll do,
by
Pete.
By the way, Devin Hester's punt return average was less than Gunnar Olszewski. So, I do just to put that out there. I want Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame.
When the veterans, at this point, he's got to wait for the Veterans Committee in 28, and we're going to have a big old push, and we'll be calling you, man.
You got it.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
If I'm still alive by then.
I think you will be. You look great in Miami. You'll be fine.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. Really a funny guy, and I love that he's never scared to take, you know, bold stances in a league where a lot of people kind of try to play it close to the vest. And you know what? He loves Jaden Daniels.
All right.
You know what I love to do? Bet on sports, but you got to keep everything in perspective. Right now, it's September, and it's not only the start of football, but it's also Responsible Gaming Education Month. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. A solid game plan includes betting with legal sports books only, knowing the odds, keeping it fun, and sticking to a budget. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming
Association. If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Association. If you missed any of our interview with Pete Prisco, get on the Odyssey app and hit rewind because he was really good and he really, really likes Jaden Daniels. And I think a lot of folks listening to us probably feel the same way. I think you would enjoy listening to that if you missed it. If you're just getting in your car, I mean, wake up earlier. I don't know where the hell you've been doing.
Yeah.
We've been talking about football since the show began. All football coverage on 106.7 The Fan.
You're not excited today, something wrong with you.
Yeah, dude. All the football coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T or Verizon. Use your savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
/switch. Boy, you do that real slow, don't you?
Slash switch. That's a tough combo for me, but I've been getting it.
You got it.
I don't believe this will happen really in any capacity. And a lot, certainly a knowledgeable football analyst with a very large platform between ESPN and social media and everything else. Let's hear this Mina Kimes audio about the possibility of Davante Adams moving on from the Raiders.
I think the Raiders are going to be a bad football team.
Yes.
And while I don't think the Commanders, you know, I don't have them as a playoff team, I think by midseason they will have won enough games and seen enough with Jaden Daniels where they want to invest in him midseason. And the thing about Davante Adams, guys, you know, like, because I was thinking about which teams would trade for him. And, like, you're tempted by teams where it's like they just need the final piece, you know, whether it's like the Ravens or the Bills or the Jets or whatever. But his contract is actually very, I think, attractive to a team that wants to keep him around for some time. It's very tradable. I mean, it's $35 million a year after this season, but that's all salary. So you could trade for him, restructure it, keep him in the building for a long time. And I still think he's an incredibly, incredibly elite wide receiver. Obviously, he was not thrilled with the situation in Las Vegas last year. But the Commanders strike me as a team that have both, they're going to be like just feisty enough to want to do this. And I think they're also going to be motivated to improve the circumstances of their young quarterback.
Well, it all starts from DeSean Jackson and his podcast. And you know what he always says, if it doesn't come from the horse's mouth, it's BS. And he say he's only talked to DeSean four times in his life. He never mentioned anything to him about that, so he don't know where that came from.
Who you said DeSean Jackson? You mean DeSean Watson?
No, DeSean Jackson. Davante Adams
went on DeSean Jackson's
podcast. No, he didn't go on podcast. DeSean Jackson in his podcast was discussing Devontae's dislike in Oakland and with the Raiders.
Yeah,
and he said he's never talked to him before times in his life, and he's never talked to him about this topic.
Davante said that of DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where a lot of that stuff started. That he said.
That makes sense. I mean, there were rampant rumors last year connecting Davante Adams with the Jets. Then Rodgers gets hurt, so why would you make the move?
Yeah.
Davante Adams, in the now the Netflix documentary of last season with the Raiders, clearly unhappy. Clearly unhappy. Openly talked about it at various points, specifically the quarterback situation. I don't expect him to become happier this year with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell as the starters.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they just had ample opportunity to trade for Brandon Ayuk. And who knows if it actually would have happened. But, like, they could have done that if they wanted to. They didn't. Ayuk is significantly younger than Adams. Now, he's not as good. Davante Adams is a first-ballot Hall of Fame receiver.
He's a bad dude.
And Ayuk is good. Just Davante Adams is great, and at various times has been the best receiver in football. He might be the best red zone receiver in football of the last like 20, 25 years, depending on what Randy Moss's category would be. Davante Adams is fantastic. I just to make this move at the deadline, I don't see a
see the way I look at
they
it.
They just keep telling us this is a long term thing. It's
every time somebody was going to be out there, be free, Washington used to be the name that popped up.
Right.
And the way I'm watching Adam works, Adam don't seem to be, oh, just because. It has to make tons of sense. So I'm kind of with you. I don't see that happening. And then again, that's automatically saying that nothing is going to look good here before then. What if everything is working out perfectly at that point? You don't just make that deal just to make it.
I think it was the same podcast earlier this year where they said that like Cliff Kingsbury could be on the hot seat, and I was like, hot seat? He just got here. Like,
in one
just,
year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Or that Dan Quinn could be on the hot seat if the I know this came from Amina Khan's podcast that Dan Quinn could be on the hot seat if the offense looks really good and the defense doesn't. And I don't see any of that. Like, I don't see this team. Honestly, the type of moves I could see this team making at the trade deadline would be if they are out of it and they're 3-6, you've got a couple veteran pieces that a contending team might be very interested in.
Yeah.
And analytically, there would be a easy support for that. We saw it last year. Trading Chase was one thing. Perhaps that was more complicated. But trading Montez, there was reasons not to want to do that from a football perspective.
Yeah.
And they did it. And I wouldn't be shocked if you see another year of that. I think this team is far more likely to be a seller at the deadline than a buyer at the deadline.
You know,
I think
a lot of people in that makes these type of comments, they have a reputation of being, you know, very good at their job. But, you know, I think a lot that hot takes thing and so much competition in sports today, I think some things are said just to be, just I'm going to say it. I don't have no proof on it. I'm going to say it. And if it happens, I said it first. I think that happens too often with the even some of the people that are the top.
The only part I would add about Davante Adams, he's going into the third year of a contract extension. It carries $17 million in guaranteed money. He's got a $25 million cap hit, okay? The Raiders couldn't really do anything with him this year. Next year, though, there's no guaranteed money on that deal. It would be a $16 million cap hit, but it would be a $28 million cap savings if they released him.
Mm-hmm.
If they gave him a post-June 1 designation, which is, if you're considering that move, certainly what you do, the dead money goes down to about $8 million, and you save $36 million on the cap. Like,
I understand. I'll ask you this question. You think they want to not have him around and don't get something for him?
Perhaps. I'm not saying they might not try to trade him. I can understand that.
They're trying to get something for him.
This thing could go. When you have a player that's this unhappy, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Raiders season goes poorly, if that's yet another new GM roster redo, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if that's a release, honestly, with a $44 million cap hit versus compared to a $35 million. Now, who knows? Maybe he plays great this year and they just keep him.
I just think that a guy like that, that people still will want on their roster, you try to make a trade for him. You don't just release him and get nothing for him.
Sure. When do you do it? You can't do it now because ideally you want him on your team to try to win games.
Yeah, so maybe you want him.
Adams becomes – I also wouldn't look past – we know who's running the show for the Jets, B. We know it.
Yep, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, yes. It's Aaron Rodgers with the owner. They're running the operation. And if the Jets are good by the trade deadline, I would have a hard time looking past that as the absolute top option to get Devontae.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's
– And if they add honestly, him – They can be a hell of an offense if Aaron stays healthy.
Well, and if Wilson's playing at the level, a lot
those
of folks
two right
think,
there. Whew,
yeah, something just incredibly weird and unfortunate happened at a Nats game that I want to make sure we all know this story. Plus, we asked B. Mitch, who are the rudest fans in the NFL? Nobody go anywhere. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt today.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's getting sleazy on VZ. All right, B, who do you think the rudest fans in the NFL are?
The rudest fans in the NFL, I have to go...
Rude boy.
To Vegas. Raiders.
I wonder if they're still as nuts not being in Oakland. Because
They travel, worked... Jay. It don't make a difference. When you see a Raider fan, I think when you see Eagle fan, you know that they're a little different. But you see a Raider fan... You look in the eyes, you go, that person is dealing with something. That's something wrong with him.
Yeah, there is definitely that element of Raider fans that, like, kind of give you motorcycle gang / meth ring
vibes. Let me tell you this,
vibes.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I've walked up to many of people in the end zone. I talk trash to them. I have fun with it. I was a little, I thought twice about doing that when I went to play against Oakland. These dudes are wearing full arm, like shoulder pads with spikes on them. Their faces are painted. They look like damn, like some horror shows. Like, hold on, now I don't know if I want to go over there and deal with a black hole.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
Jerry Jones talks about the glory hole. We support that. The black hole, Vegas. Nah. I don't know.
It's different.
Dude, I think this is a little underrated. Seahawks fans are really intense. That 12 mentality is pretty serious. And honestly, Niners fans.
Niners fans are rough. They're San Francisco all together.
There's a lot of them. Like, I don't – because it's the opposite side of the country, I think people kind of sleep on how huge the Niners brand is. And then they've been good for a while. By far the nicest fans, I think, are – down south, and then like Buffalo and Green Bay. Mm. Like, those are just nice people. And then, you know, New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, like that. Those
don't let New Orleans fool you, though.
Sure, but like, I don't know. Every time now I'm not playing. Nobody's booing me as I walk by, you know, but I hear and am aware of what is being said and shouted. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure you're aware of this story. Because this is just awful. There's things that are awful. This is not that awful. Croy Bethune, I believe I'm saying that correctly. She plays for the Spirit here, and she won a gold medal with the U.S. Women's National Team at the Olympics in Paris. The game I took my daughters to, this young woman was awesome. Like, she was all over the field. I'm pretty sure she scored a goal. Just really impressive player, and I don't pretend to be like a soccer expert, but like you could tell how important this young woman was to the team.
Mm-hmm.
She was leading the NWSL in assists when this happened. Like this, she's a very legit good player.
Mm-hmm.
When the women's national team got back from France. Then there's four national team players on the Spirit, right?
All right.
The Nationals, the Washington Nationals, the baseball team, in a very cool, like, gesture, invited the four Olympians to Nats Park, and this young woman got to throw out the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
This was before the game, August 28th, so last weekend. B, she tore her meniscus throwing out the first pitch.
And I'm just trying to sit up here and think, how does that happen?
So listen to this. She was the betting favorite to win the Rookie of the Year award. She was the third overall pick in this year's draft, I guess. We're talking about somebody that's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And now hurt her meniscus, had to get surgery, done for the year. So maybe there's a video of it out there. Apparently, you can see her. I think when she goes to throw it, she kind of grimaces as she, like, steps and plants. It's just so unfortunate, dude. Like, this is such a cool, like, local team supporting local team story, and then the girl goes out there and wrecks her leg.
Yeah, that does.
Have you ever heard of anything similar
never.
To that? I mean, it's...
Never. That's tough.
Yeah, man. Certainly wish her a very quick, fast, good, strong recovery. When I read about that, and I was just like kind of shocked.
Yeah.
And dude, okay, so I've got the video now. She's kind of limping a little when she's walking. I'm going to drop the video in the chat.
That could be something that was already like done, and it just needed anything to happen for it to go.
Yeah. I guess she kind of plants on her left foot and then her body kind of swings around. She doesn't look like she's throwing a lot of pitches. It wasn't like, yeah, man, it's, I don't know. It's bizarre, but certainly, like, obviously nobody's done anything wrong here. You hope for a speedy recovery. And what an unfortunate break that is for a really, really talented young player. All right, here's what I'd like to do. We're going to go through the divisions. There's eight of them. Last year, Jeff famously picked the Texans to win the AFC South, which he deserves credit for. Well, he also picked the Commanders to win the NFC East. So, you know, life has a way of balancing itself out. We're making our NFL division predictions next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!